This is the Quality News Network. Iran has agreed to release 15 British troops seized 2 weeks ago in the Persian Gulf. Details are sketchy, but it's believed the captives will be released within the hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a bipartisan congressional delegation are in Damascus. Pelosi said that this morning Syria's president agreed to peace talks with Israel. Discussions also included Iraq. The Iraq Study Group recommended the U.S. enlist Syria's help to quell sectarian violence in the neighboring country. Iran's news service says an envoy from Tehran will be permitted to meet with five Iranians seized by U.S. forces in northern Iraq in January. British media reports the move signaled a swap of prisoners was forthcoming. In Baghdad, Iraqi officials say the security situation has improved enough to reduce the city's curfew by 2 hours. Starting today, residents are permitted to remain on public streets until 10 p.m. Humanitarian aid is beginning to reach survivors of the tsunami in the Solomon Islands. International rescue workers say, however, damage to airplane runways is hampering rescue efforts in some of the more isolated areas. Victims' greatest need is for fresh, clean water. Mass protests are expected today in Kiev, Ukraine. Pro-democracy President Viktor Yushchenko has announced he will dissolve the Ukrainian parliament and hold early elections. His opponents avowed their demonstrations will cripple the country. The EPA has reversed itself and agreed to allow California to set vehicle emission standards that are stricter than federal regulations. California will be the first in the nation to set standards cutting tailpipe emissions. In Dublin, California, the courts have freed the young journalist who spent 226 days in prison for refusing to turn over a videotape he made of a San Francisco street demonstration. 24-year-old Joshua Wolf has spent more time in prison than any other U.S. journalist for refusing to testify to a grand jury. Senator John McCain announced he will postpone the official announcement of his presidential candidacy. He's also revamping his campaign finance procedures. McCain's campaign fund is smaller than any other candidate's, both Republican and Democrat. A Scottish oil worker kidnapped in Nigeria Saturday was released unharmed this morning. Officials declined to say whether a ransom was paid. You're listening to Quality News Network. Business is next.
Monterey is the home of a new national radio voice. It's America Back on Track from the Quality News Network. Tune in weekdays at noon Pacific to this new national broadcast, a conversation with America designed to get our country back on track. America Back on Track features local and long-distance guests sharing global ideas on where we are, how we got here, where we want to go, and how we might get there. So take an hour out of your day to plug into the future, our future. Discover the solutions to the problems that have gridlocked our nation for all too long. Eschew the agenda-driven palaver of the left and the right. Tune into America Back on Track for honest talk about the important issues and how they can be resolved. America Back on Track, weekdays at noon on KRML, 1410 a.m. in the Monterey area, and streaming live online at QNNAmerica.com. America Back on Track, our ticket to a healthy and productive future.
A leading weather researcher is characterizing the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season as very active. He forecasts 17 named storms and 9 hurricanes, with the probability of one making landfall in the U.S. at 74%. The Justice Department is accusing the nation's second-largest tax preparer of fraud. Officials say the Jackson Hewitt Company has cheated the government of more than $70 million. Investigators say the tax company uses phony W-2 forms and files false reports of deductions. Microsoft is distributing an emergency security patch designed to plug a hole in its Windows software, including its new Vista system. Customers may download the security update from Microsoft's website. The FCC says it will continue to ban cell phone use on commercial aircraft. Federal transportation authorities ban the use of cell phones and other electronic devices that may interfere with navigation. The FCC says it's concerned cell phones aloft may disrupt signals on the ground. Light sweet crude is trading at $64.15 a barrel. And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones is down 1 point, the Nasdaq up 2, the S&P 500 is flat. Gold is trading at $670.60 an ounce. You can find more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
Oh, right on! And we're back. And boy, does this feel like my time of night. I know it's early for you folks. I know it's 11 a.m. on the East Coast, but I'll tell you what. I am a night creature. It's 1 a.m. here in Sydney, and boy, does this feel good. Welcome aboard, everybody. I'm so glad to be back. I can't even tell ya. So, let's see. Where are we going? We got heaps to do today. I'm just going to start with what went down over the weekend. Because I don't know if you heard. There was a world first here in Sydney over the weekend. We did a thing called Earth Hour here. And on Saturday night, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., Sydney was asked to shut their lights off. Just shut it down for 1 hour as just kind of a bit of a gesture about global warming, and it ended up being quite a thing. I must say, over 2 million people signed up to the website, and you can check out, there's photos and everything at the website. You can go to earthhour.smh.com.au, and that's the Sydney Morning Herald's website, smh.com.au. And hundreds of corporations got involved. The Opera House shut its lights down, even though whoever was in charge of the switch was a half an hour late, you doofus. The Harbour Bridge shut its lights out. Now, it didn't really do as much as you would have hoped for the lighting pollution because you get 2 million households and, a few thousand businesses involved. It does have an impact, and it was really rather dramatic when you saw the helicopter shots of the city and seeing entire, skyscrapers just suddenly shut down and go black. And what I thought was even cooler is that a whole bunch of people, it was almost like New Year's in Sydney, a whole bunch of people went down into the city just to be there for this moment. And there was lots of stuff that went on. There's some great photos of some of the Sydney bars serving drinks with the bartenders with, minor lights strapped to their heads. One couple who already had their wedding scheduled for that night ended up doing their service by candlelight. How cool would that have been? There are just all kinds of neat things that went on, and there were people who set up with picnics on the harbor side. Some great shots of people, you know, on the harbor side with a little picnic set out and their candles out and people playing guitar and all that kind of thing. Now, not that this was going to make a huge difference for, you know, the carbon output. However, it did equal pulling, I think they said something like 50,000 cars off the road for the hour. And so, I mean, that, you know, if, as far as symbolic gestures go, that ain't bad, you know? Now, no one expected that this was going to, you know, save the world. That was not the point. The whole point was it was a gesture, and it was trying to put something in people's heads. Just like the Sunrise program here, the morning television program on Channel 7, has their Lights Off Australia thing where on the first Tuesday of the month, I think it was actually tonight, we might have missed it, where folks shut off unnecessary lighting for the night, and it's just trying to create new habits. And this is what we need to do. We need to, sometimes it seems like it's all too big, but we need to do what, you know, it's all these small steps that we can take, and it's about retraining what we do every day. And I'll tell you what Gail and I did. We at 7:30 we shut off all our lights here and took advantage, and when we, you, slow down, John. Okay, pull it back. Anyway, we, I'm excited. This is my time of night, folks. You got to realize, I'm technically a night owl. I spent most of my life on the road working for rock bands. I didn't wake up until 8 o'clock at night. But anyway, so Gail and I went out for a walk around our own neighborhood during the time to go and check things out. And it was really obvious to see who was actually taking part. And every time we came upon a house that had their lights all screaming, Gail and I just would walk by and go, "Wanker." We didn't scream it or anything. We weren't obnoxious. We didn't, you know, we weren't rude. But, you know, we just kind of quietly just went, "Wanker." And went along. But we noticed that about, there's kind of two little U-shaped loopy roads that surround the area where our house is. And we reckon about 40% of the households took part, right? And I reckon that's a pretty cool thing. You know, and the fact that, you know, the Opera House and all these iconic buildings and some very large businesses and corporations got right on board with it. And, you know, applause to them. Big time applause to them. Big kudos to them, you know, for all getting involved. Because I think even if governments are being slow, people are catching on that this is crucial. It has nothing to do with politics. Unfortunately, politics cloud the issue. But this has to do with our own survival, that we have to really rein in what we're doing. You know, and I mean, it's the reason why this house, this studio in which I do this program from, in which I live, we have switched to fully green renewable energy via our electric company. We're paying extra for it, and I don't mind. The dollar a day buys me a lot of peace of mind, and I feel really good about the fact that we are actually investing in the infrastructure of the grid for more wind, solar, and biomass. So all of the power that we take in is being bought from renewable sources 100%. And I think that is just a really, really great thing that that the power company offers. It's really easy. It takes a phone call to sign up, and that's it. And you know, not everybody can afford to do this kind of thing. And it's not as though, you know, I'm rich. However, Gail and I have taken some very, very serious efforts over the past year to really rein in our consumption. So by reining in our consumption, we can now afford to buy clean power. And not only that, well, I might save this for after the break because I think we're running up on the first break. So we're going to hit the first break, and when we come back, I'm going to do a little bit of news stuff, and we're going to do our track of the day, and then after that, we'll open up the phone lines, and I have a feeling little birdie is telling me that we're going to have a very, 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 very good friend ring in at that moment, but we'll wait for that. And but we're going to take this first break, come back, do a few things, do the track of the day, and then we'll open up the lines for phone calls. I am so glad that you're with me with the on the first day of the new slot because Foxy's fired up. So stick around, folks. You listen to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. We'll be right back right after this.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right, they include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you. What's a conversation like on Head On with Bob Kincaid? This is what it's like.
Let's talk to our good friend Phil down in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Phil, welcome to the program. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear you, too. I want to remind people that the military take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And when people say they're fighting for our freedom by defending the Constitution, which defines our freedoms and supposedly is there to protect them, that's what it really means. Not doing whatever this outrageous civilian leadership dictates that it does.
Head On with Bob Kincaid. Conversation at its finest. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only at Head On Radio Network and chat at headonradionetwork.com.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, with steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here, coming to you from Sydney, Australia. I can't say that it's a bright and sunny day because, well, it's kind of like the black of night out there now, but I like it at this time of night. Anyway, I want to, yes, Benny, I am live. And I'm also in the chat room all at the same time. So everybody, you know, if you haven't been in the chat room and you're listening on the stream, dive into the headonradionetwork.com chat room. It is just a fantastic place. Some of the coolest people and sharpest people and sometimes the most insane people you will ever come across. But I was talking about Earth Hour and how we shut our lights off here on Saturday night and all that. On top of us going to Green Power over here, Gail and I got a surprise in the post last week. A couple of weeks ago, the Murdoch Network over here did a little program called the National Carbon Test. And, you know, they went through one of these, you know, analyze your lifestyle kind of thing and come up with a carbon score. And we came up pretty good. And this was before we shifted to Green Power. And it was one of these, you know, SMS or ring in with your score kind of thing, and you could win a prize. Well, lo and behold, we get this envelope from the production company, and I say production company envelope, and I'm sitting there going, what company I used to work for changed its name? I don't recognize these people, and I open it up, and, oh, wow, we just won $250 worth of green gear from an outfit called neco.com.au, N-E-C-E-O, .com.au, and they sell all kinds of different stuff, and so we were able to go buy $250 worth of stuff. So we got enough compact fluorescence to fill the rest of the bits in this house that we hadn't converted over already. I got Tim Flannery's new book, who's Australian of the Year. He's a scientist and a climatologist, blah 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 blah, and this is an award-winning book called The Weathermakers that I've just recently begun reading, and it's fantastic. We got some organic hair care products and all that kind of thing. It was all kind of cool. And some other books and things, and that was really, really cool. So, you know, being green is a groovy thing. Aside from just being the right thing to do, damn it. So and I see Rama's in the chat room. Good to see Rama. And I heard a rumor that Grace and Rama are returning to the NetWaves very, very soon, and I'm very curious to hear about that, because they were part of the Head On Radio Network in the very early days when, and one of the things that is making this slot feel so comfortable for me is the fact that I'm following Joe Vecchio, because in the early days of this thing that has become the Head On Radio Network, when it was Bruce and I doing Fourth Estate Radio, we followed Joe Vecchio on Saturday night. And, you know, it just feels really, really right being in this slot right here, right now with all of you. So anyway, where are we going? Do I have time? Yeah, I probably have time to do something before I go to the track of the day. Because the track of the day today is rather fun. Okay, let's see if I can get through this. Okay, this actually comes from my partner, Gail, and from her Stumble Upon page, Advena, A-D-V-E-N-A, .stumbleupon.com. She had a little bit of a comment thing via the Sydney Morning Herald, and it says, standing ovation for me on this, and it says, the Sydney Morning Herald last week had a piece called Kids, The Mistake You Can't Undo. And this is all about having children and the fact that it's a lifelong thing. And it said, last week's blog, Kids, The Mistakes You Can't Undo, garnered some pretty predictable responses, but the variety I particularly enjoyed was something like this. Parenting is all about self-sacrifice, and the joys outweigh the negatives, but this is something all you self-absorbed, childless hedonists will never understand. Which is kind of funny when you consider that in 2050, the projected world population is going to be about 10 billion people, more than double the number in 1984. And you think it's hard to find child care now? Every year, 90 million more people are born than those who cark it. I'll do the math for you. That's 1 billion new mouths to feed every 11 years. Right now, our big blue marble can sustain about 4 to 5 billion people, but hang on, there's already 6.5 billion of us. So let's backtrack. Self-absorption is defined as preoccupation with oneself, especially to the exclusion of others. Now, I posted on the blog that this is probably going to peeve a few people off, but I have a real problem with a lot of the governments on this planet pushing for people to have more and more children, as though you're supposed to feel guilty for not having them. Now, I can be labeled as slightly hypocritical here. I have one child. I have a son, okay? But, this whole idea that, you know, we need to have more kids to pay for the baby boomers' retirement plans isn't exactly right math, okay? This is just a comment from this blog, and it's great. That sounds like a mighty fine description of people who mindlessly shoot out offspring, ignoring the fact that their little darlings are part of the biggest environmental problem facing our planet. You can argue about the details of all this all day, but the hard news is indisputable. Our current global environment impact is unsustainable. It exceeds the limits of our planet's carrying capacity. Not only does our population growth have to decline, so does our population. Every single squawking kid who appears in Australia will have to go on to consume roughly 7 times the amount of resources a child in Africa will. Makes this runaway train a little harder to turn around. More importantly, all of us, yes you, need to start questioning why developing nations display such astronomical rates of population growth and understand that while kids are a pleasant option in this country, they're a means of survival in about 60% of the world. And why you feel that to buy 3 pairs of new runners a year and insist that a big screen TV and a 4-wheel drive are absolute necessities, the rest of the world is going to continue to breeding to keep its head above water and to provide labor to keep all us fat and stupid and self-absorbed. Thank you very much. And this is why that Baxter Black PSA that Agnes plays in my program almost every day, I think, is crucial. Population control is really, really, really important, and I know this is a hard thing to deal with. I know it's not fun, and I know it's going to peeve some people off, because I love kids too. I love playing with them in parks. I love my son. But to be completely self-absorbed and think that your life's goal is to just produce children is not really sustainable. We have too many people on this planet, and it's partially because of our use of fossil fuels that we are able to maintain this population. Otherwise, we couldn't do it. And at what cost does it come? And believe me, I'm not slamming friends of mine that have wonderful, beautiful families. But I think that this is a message that has to go out to current generations that are thinking about having families. 5 kids is not the way to go. And I really am sorry if this hurts some people, but this is just, it's a reality. And I have another story when we come back that relates to this, okay? And we'll get to that. Now, we're running out of time before the track of the day, so we'll do the track of the day when we come back. I'll hold off until a little bit later in the show to do the track of the day. So, it's one of these things, you know, it feels like a taboo subject, and I kind of have the heebie-jeebies a little bit going off on this, but it's one of those hard things that we have to deal with, you know, and this is where birth control should be supported. So I hope you have Baxter Black queued up there, Agnes, for this break. So we're going to head out to the break. We're going to come back. I do believe, I feel a phone call coming on, and we'll do that phone call and maybe get the track of the day in after that. And stick around, because you're listening to Foxed Up in a brand new time slot. I'm loving this. I am so loving this. So stick around, folks. We're going to be right back here on the Head On Radio Network right after these messages.
Environmental issues are the number one issue.
The wind shifted back in the 50s. Particles drifted. A wave set in motion, the Pacific Ocean, test of the hydrogen bomb, there from would come too close to home, ships on the test put to rest and convalesce, with heavily armed guard in Hunters Point shipyard, heavy metal sandblast, face mask deoxidized, remove the radiation from the outside, a hazardous cargo, dumped into the harbor, went farther than that though.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. A little Ozzy Osbourne. That's a great track, that one. And I had a feeling a specific person was going to ring in, but obviously he's gone for coffee or something, so I'm going to move on to this. From Eco Activity, or Ecotivity, sorry, ECOTIVITY.com. Population growth will cancel CO2 reduction targets. Now, this is, see, this plays right into it. The UK's climate bill that aims to cut the emissions of gases that cause global warming will see the probable implementation of policies including the banning standby button from new TVs and DVD players and the phasing out of sale of inefficient light bulbs. Politicians have also made more dramatic and headline-grabbing suggestions, including placing limits on air travel or capturing and storing CO2 emissions from gas and coal-powered power stations. While such gestures make optimistic headlines as well as capture the favor of green voters, even in Britain, Europe, and the USA, and the rest of the developed world implemented measures that cut climate change, changing gases by 60% from 1990 levels by the target of 2050, it will still only provide half the solution to the global warming problem. Why? Because each year the global population raises by between 60 and 70 million people each year. This means that by 2050, to reach the target of CO2 emissions reductions, each of the predicted world's population of around 9 billion people, each of the individuals will need to be emitting more than 70% less CO2 than 1990 levels. Hello. Hello. You see where I'm going with this? It's about population, and anyone who's read Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, he makes this point really, really, really clear. And population stability is a crucial factor. It's a crucial factor in getting control of this. And at the end of the piece it says, so what's the solution then? Well, nations need to ensure that population size stability become part of government policy. And that doesn't just mean addressing birth control in developing nations. The UK puts its future economic strength in increasing its population through immigration. And although this does not affect global population numbers, it's got to it's sending the wrong message to the rest of the world about the link to increasing population and prosperity. Surely prosperity without population growth must be achievable by some other means. And I think that this is a key point. And I hadn't even thought about this, you know, that... And I don't know whether these targets, you know, the really, really broad targets that have been spoken of by some of the more, you know... forward-thinking environmental activist folk like Al Gore and others take the population growth into account? I mean, population comes into the dialogue, and one of the things that we bought with our gift certificate from the television show last week is I finally got to see An Inconvenient Truth, because we own it now. And, I mean, he goes into... I love that bit where he gets into the little cherry picker and has to lift himself up to actually show where the population growth will go, because it goes right off the screen of where his graph is. It's a brilliant bit. Gets a good laugh. But is that utilized in the math with these targets that we're coming up with? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. But what I do think is funny is on this piece that I was just reading from at ecotivity.com, there's one comment, and it says, my partner is neutered. Our rescued dog and cats are our children. I think that's a pretty good way to go if you don't have kids already. So, yeah, anyway. all right. Track of the daytime, kids. My expected call was having a bit of connection problem, bad line. So we'll hopefully speak to Mr. Stettler on another day. But today's track of the day. Now, the Horn has already utilized the Black Crowes' soul singing as the unofficial theme for Rocky Anderson, but off the same record. This is a great track, and I had held off using this track until I realized we had cleared the naughty word on this network that's in this track. But it's not a naughty song at all.
And this song goes out to the global warming deniers and also to George Bush and his Iraq policy and the crap that he has been spewing as of late as the Congress starts getting up his clacker with the new bill, where he's going, "You all just want to micromanage my war." But I just reckon this is a great song, and I love the sentiment in this hook. It's just a great chorus. From the Lions record, from the Black Crows, "No Use Lion." Roll it, Agnes.
Touching my skin.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wad, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com, your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Okay, listen up. If you're sick of hearing lies by right-wing corporate pukes who like to pretend they stand up for the working guy, then head over to the Cup of Joe radio show where the truth will hit you so hard you'll have to wear your hard hat. You can listen to the screaming audio at
the Head On Radio Network.
Now get back to work.
Wednesday night prayer meeting on Head On with Bob Kincaid opens up a whole new realm of spirituality. Touch others. Reach out and touch faith. Join Brother Bob every Wednesday night for prayer meeting services here in the Tabernacle of Common Sense. Only on the Head On Radio Network and chat at headonradionetwork.com.
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds, and we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different, and we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
Across the night was the moon that stole my slumber. Across the night, I fell in love with people sleeping.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up. Well chosen, Agnes. Is it like a psychic connection? I swear, my producer and I have a psychic connection sometimes because that was a bit of silver chair, and that's kind of important, actually. I was on the phone with Mr. B1 Louder, my good friend Mr. Scott Barry, who supplies so much of this music, and whose American twin is Mr. Billy Shears. And the boys from Silverchair released a new album last week, and I was just on the phone with Mr. Barry this afternoon. We're having a chat, talking about the fact that the Sydney Rabbitohs are 3-for-3 at the beginning of the season, which is a very good thing. Russell Crowe's new team that he bought. It's an old team. It's the oldest team in the league here. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But I was saying to him, I said, I think I'm going to go out and go and get this Silverchair album this weekend because I've heard some really good things and I happen to really dig them. And he said, hold on to that. And I said, well, why? And he said, well, I'm going to be seeing the boys this weekend, so don't buy the album yet. And that probably means that when Scott gets back from the weekend's gigs, I will probably end up with a copy of Young Modern, straight from the boys themselves. So I'm looking very forward to that. So we will definitely be having a track of the day next week from the new Silverchair album, hopefully, probably, personally handed to me via a friend from Silverchair themselves. Anyway, and the album that track that we just bumped in from is off of Diorama is just awesome. It's, some people called it pompous, but it's pompous in all the good ways. It was a young band that decided to really, really, really stretch out wide. And it goes everywhere. And it's lush, it's rich, it's dynamic, it's orchestral, it's very Beatlesque. And one reviewer actually compared this new one to being very possibly their Sergeant Pepper's, which, boy, that's a big ask there. So, you know, it's anyway. We'll see where that comes from. I've heard one track so far, and I heard an acoustic version of it, and what I heard, I really, really liked. And for a bunch of kids that got signed when they were 15 and 16 years old, I reckon they've done pretty good. I mean, they're not even 30 yet, and they've been going for over 10 years. It's just insane. But that's music, man. And music is a beautiful thing. And I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this. I'll see if I can get this up close enough to the mic for you to hear this. Nope. Yep. Let's see if I can do this. Ah, yeah. That's it. I'm cracking a beer, folks, because it's late night here. It's the first show of the new slot. This is so much more comfortable than doing early mornings, because I am not a morning person, I'm telling you. That was rough for a while there. 9 a.m. was one thing when the clocks changed, and it was turning into that I had to suddenly have a brain and my mouth working and both of them connected together at 7 a.m. Sorry, I fell short, but hey, what are you going to do? And I'll tell you, there's some real benefits to being green. You know, I know Kermit said it's not easy being green, and it's not always easy being green, but it sure can be fun. Now, I don't know if you guys if you all have been exposed to this, but Yahoo has an extension called FreeCycle. FreeCycle.org, where you can cheers, Yellow, and where people basically, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, message board where people post by location things that they have to give away, as opposed to throwing them out. They say, I have a this, I have a that, whether it's an old TV, a computer monitor, furniture, kids books, clothing, whatever, you know, and you can reply and say, I'll have that. And they say, sure, you can have that. And you go and you pick it up. Well, Gail's been dying to get her hands on an old sewing machine, right? Even a manual one. And the idea was being, you know, the less electrical stuff we've got, the better. And you can see this at her stumble page at vena.stumbleupon.com. And this just shows you how much FreeCycle rocks. So someone puts up, they got this old Singer sewing machine. And Gail goes back and says, I'd love to have it. And we go and pick it up. And it's this immaculate thing with the attachable shin, like thigh lever action thingy. Still has the working light bulb in absolute immaculate condition. And this thing, we have searched it down that it's actually made in 1925. We got it for free. Fully working. Absolutely immaculate. And, I mean, we're talking, this is when these kind of machines were built with care and real craftsmanship. It's got this beautiful etched front plate on it. It's black in a hardwood case. It's still in the original hardwood case. And the picture that Gail's got on her blog is actually from some other site, because our digital camera decided to have its little flash card decided to just kind of give up its guts. But the picture is exactly what we picked up. And it's fully working. It doesn't, and so Gail's like all excited because Australian clothes in general are crap. So she's going to start making some of her own clothes. And we've got a whole bunch of fabric from old theater shows and things where we got leftover materials. And instead of hand sewing curtains, which Gail has done before, the studio is going to get new curtains. The living room is going to get new curtains. And it's, but as far as just a piece of machinery, and this was free. FreeCycle.org. It's a really, really cool thing. Sign up for it. You do it by your location, and you'll get email alerts with people giving away stuff. And you'd be amazed what people... Because, I mean, you see on Council Pickup Day what people throw out. Well, this is now a way that people can not throw it out and actually pass it on to someone that can make use of it. And I've seen a whole lot of old computers go to people that don't have a computer so they can get on the net. I have seen bicycles. I have seen cars. You know, someone says, I got this old roddy-rah, blown motor, but if you need it for parts, come pick it up. And someone, it's picked up in a second. I've seen musical instruments. I've seen pianos. It's just insane. But anyway, folks, we're going to wrap it up for today. Thank you for joining me on the debut of the new slot. Thank you, Joe Vecchio, for warming things up this morning. I think this is just genius. Cup of Joe in the morning, followed at 11, where we turn it up to 11. And coming up next, Jaws, Jeff Allen Wolf Show, coming up shortly. And the program today was produced by Agnes Kincaid, brilliantly as usual. Ben Birch of the White Rose Society does our archives and our streaming. Go over there. The fundraiser is still going on. Get it in there. Get it in there. Get it in there. Do the right thing. Thank you to Peter Godbold, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, my friend. We love you so much. Thank you to our bloggers, Susan, Jean, Texas Betsy, and we got a new ninja coming. I'm telling you right now, we got a new ninja coming. We'll announce that shortly. And everybody, our moderators who make everything here just happen, you all rock. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green, and we'll see you tomorrow. It's yours,
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's... If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. And sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness, the loneliness of being misunderstood. Pointedly, the loneliness of being afraid to allow myself to be understood. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that the personal revolution is far more difficult than the first step in any revolution. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics.
You're listening to The Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
Yeah.
USS Nimitz carrier group steams toward Gulf. Analysts say U.S. strategy on Iran may have backfired. Bush blasts Pelosi for Syria visit. Ex-aide says he's lost faith in George Bush. The GOP insider says Bush is Dan Quayle in cowboy boots. Split court rules against Bush on greenhouse gases. A growing GOP problem in Ohio. Giuliani says ties to Kerik may hurt him with voters. Time Profile asserted that 9/11 gave Giuliani automatic standing on terrorism. Thousands suspected of Katrina fraud. Battle over habeas corpus returns. Bush on defense says we have every right to replace U.S. attorneys. Judith Giuliani's job with Pup Killer Firm? Three scenarios for the presidential 08 election. Prosecutor posts go to Bush insiders. CNN's impeachment reality check needs a fact check. Dems say more lawyers needed for Bush probes. These are the issues ahead on the Jeff Allen Wolf Show, starting now.